to try and find out where the other beaver is.
Then, coming from one other carnival.
The one with the Vulcans in it?
No, the one across the world with the Vulcans in it.
I tell you. Oh, shit. Hey, wait, I call our captain.
I just found another short.
I say that I'm going to have to shut down their beacon because there seems to be a short in that room, too. So he seems to be right. Yeah. Or don't be surprised, but...
There's a long pause. Hold on a sec.
Sure. I know. Send a communication to Starfleet because they couldn't get all of us.
Okay. Actually, we sent out a little message to Discovery, let them know exactly what we know so far.
Yeah, apparently just told me they shut down their beak.
Yeah.
Is there anything I can do to the engine which makes it where somebody really, really good would you know, have to fix it, or they'll just be stuck here in space?
Yeah.
I do that.
You want to do it clever so you can fix it quickly, or you just want to wreck it now?
Yeah, if possible. And I mean, if it's a...
Just pocket a part or something.
Well, I suspect they're going to kill me.
That's not going to do.
Take it from experience, what we know about saboteurs. Just pocketing a part doesn't do anything. I don't see why she did it, though.
If nothing else, I'll take it out and... actually, is there an electronic component?
Yeah, you can pick
out. All right, I'll take out an electronic component. I'll take one from their toolkit or spare thing. I'll crush their spare thing under my boot. Mm-hmm. And then I'll take the real one and, you know, whatever, hide it in the bottom of the coffee cup and stick the bottom of the coffee cup in the trash.
Okay. meanwhile. So you scanned, you got the signal.
Yeah, I told him, and he gave it all up, and I'm now getting ready to take defensive maneuvers.
I got a 15.
You're communicating? Uh-huh. So they said, no, wait, no big thing has come in any other plans.
Okay.
Thanks,
I want to recheck the freighter's flight plan and see where they were coming from, or claim to be coming from.
The...
I'm afraid your crack cocaine and your horrible wife will have to take one step to the right.
Guess I got it short there. So the freighter is coming from the Federation side.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just a different direction. So from where you are, they're off course.
Okay.
Okay.
Where does it appear that it would have been coming from?
Nowhere. So there's nothing really close by in the direction it's going to have when you found him in Bonus.
Okay.
Well, actually, there is because there's the other surface. So it's the other surface. Because we're going in a straight line.
Oh, the one that this thing should have come from.
Yeah, clearly. If one was calling the other, they must have both come from that same star system.
Okay. The other star system, when I talked to them, they hadn't even noticed any weird thing pass through the system and ignore them? Or
no.
Okay.
Certainly something that big would have been able to come.
Yeah, okay. So I'm just wondering if you know, they found a way to divert it off to, you know, somewhere else.
Can I open a one-way communication with my communicator? Or just tell them to shut up, either one?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll just tell them I'm going to open my communication and just be quiet for a bit. And I'll walk out of there with my toolkit in my left hand. and start heading toward where the beacon room is. I'll say.
I'm going to contact the Orion guy again.
The what?
The Orion guy.
All right.
Does he know this patio furniture guy? Or?
Patty.
And does he know anything about, you know, visiting Vulcan pilgrims or
Vulcan pilgrims coming to bonus, right?
Yeah, I thought it was kind of odd too.
So he says, "Oh, Flaherty is not maybe even the old Flaherty." Oh, he's one, you know, one of the many free traders wandering around.
And more or less shady than anyone else.
Well, he's not above, like any other free trader, he's not above getting a little extra salvage every now and then.
Okay. Apparently he's going for a planet's worth right now.
But I've never had any particular big problem with it.
Okay.
Yep. Finger down, you can yank this thing out of the back.
Can we duplicate the signal that's coming from the freighter?
Sure. I'll duplicate the signal that's coming from the freighter.
Beep!
Sure.
Beep!
Do you have fingernails that can take the
other
stuff?
Beep!
Okay. So you're walking down. Patrick meets you. With,
Patrick?
Yeah.
Pat.
He intercepts you.
Hey, Pat.
You know, a couple of his men with him. there, Venom.
Hey. By the way, I opened my communicator, so you're hearing all this.
If you don't mind, I'd like to talk to you privately.
Oh, no problemo.
Step into my office.
Here, will you hold this? I hand
sure.
Whatever. Henchman number one. My toolbox.
Okay.
Preferably my toolbox in his right hand. Here you go.
Sure. So they lead you over to his office.
Hey, nice office.
Thanks. The henchman way outside.
Yeah, see about my ass. So much more fun working on the engines here than in that dumb little shuttlecraft. Back when I was fixing the engines on the blah 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 of Denim 4.
He's an awesome man.
Apparently we can't, Dave.
Okay.
I'm just going to try and use a tool.
Yeah, he's going to be a paper holder. If I use it slightly, it's just going to keep breaking up. Like a paper clip or a pin.
So Patrick says, so I was just wondering how you found out about our Vulcan passengers.
Kurt was saying it.
Yes!
I had to call in there to warn him that I was going to turn off the power.
Alright.
Why? Are they traveling incognito or something?
They wish their privacy.
Oh, sure. Well, I didn't go in there. I just had to warn them I was going to turn off the power.
Of course.
It would be startling if, you know, they're engaged in whatever tea ceremony weird stuff that they do. They look like pilgrims.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Alright,
well, they're just travelers. Ooh, does your crew not know? Is that why we're here alone talking in your office?
Yes, they they don't know that the Zetas are there.
Oh. Oh, are they famous?
I don't know. Perhaps for Vulcans they are.
Not the scrapbook.
The Vulcans.
It's not a Vulcan scrapbook. It's the scrapbook.
Famous people I've met. The first person is me.
I'm going to be famous one day. I'll look at him innocently and expectantly.
Oh, and
blink, blink, blink.
He also says, the beacon. Yeah, sure. I can bring it up. Well, the beacon, is not hooked up to the power system. It's just, there's no need to be. We'll turn it off.
Wait, is that true?
Yeah.
No, I didn't ask him that. Is that true?
That's interesting.
No, it's causing, but it does seem to be electronic in some way, because when it goes, I can tell by the current that something's going off nearby, which is what told me that it was probably a beacon. I just assumed it was a beacon, because it seems to be going off regularly.
Right,
so it also could have been
a power subsystem.
It also could have been somebody turning on their blender rhythmically every one second, which I considered for a while. But what bar would be that? Oh, it could be the bar of an Irish gentleman, Patty.
Well, it's just
we're so much more good natured without the rest of the people.
It's just piece of equipment we're carrying.
Sure.
Unfortunately,
think about
shielding.
Yeah, I think I can probably shield it.
Why, is there a danger?
Well, I think it'll keep blowing out your power coupling. Either that, or I could try to rewire the entire section. But I'm not sure if my captain she'd let me do that. She'd probably want to come see. That what are Betazoids? They're all freaky.
Oh, there's no need for that.
Okay, well then I'll just go see if I can shield it.
Perhaps would the engine last until it gets to Monitor?
Oh no.
Yeah.
Probably blow out 7-8 times before then.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it seems there seems to be some sort of harmonic quality between that particular piece of equipment or frequency or something and the way that you have the wiring routed around the stanchion.
I believe it's vibrating with the frequency of dilithium.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it is, Oh, that's awesome.
He's rearranging the dice.
Oh,
Jesus. We're not handling this at all how we expected.
It is the Vulcan's personal property, so perhaps I can persuade him soon enough.
Oh, sure. Sure, let's go.
Oh. They do not like to be disturbed, and they don't want anybody else to know.
Oh, so that means I shouldn't have rung them.
Perhaps not. You know they're Vulcans, they probably, I'm sure they were a bit myth, but, being Vulcans.
Yeah, it would be hard to tell.
But let me talk to them and see what we can do.
Okay.
Keep working on the express.
Well, if they insist on not having it turned off, I think I could probably stick some sort of a shunt and then run wires along the inside of that chamber and probably achieve the same thing with highly shielded wires. Do you have any shielded wires? I could probably make some, but that would take a while. You want to talk to the Betazoid?
He sticks his face right in his mouth and stuffs himself into a cotton.
Only way to deal with problem. O'Reilly, my second in command.
Okay. Is it all right if I head to the mess hall, or maybe you have some libations here?
Of course. Feel free to eat any of our food.
Right.
All dairy food.
They're all in love.
That's what I was just going to head to. I'll wait till he goes so he doesn't see where I'm heading, and then I'll head to the main cargo area where they're supposed to have a bunch of whatever funny food.
How many of our food?
Yeah, he did. I heard it.
You do meet one of the freighter crew.
Hey!
Crew, so, asking, are you lost or something?
Oh, no. But he said that I could go ahead and look through your food.
Really?
Sure.
I'm hungry. One of my companies?
Oh, no! Maybe you have a can.
Flash fry some.
Except with a phaser.
I want to flash fry a buffalo.
Okay. So you replicated his signal.
Yes.
Did
I roll that?
Beep, beep.
No. You never told me what I should roll. What should I roll?
Communication. Let's go to your video now.
Got 7.
Okay, that's good enough. So you replicate the signal.
I try and boost it so it's stronger than theirs.
Make you it do it at the same time as theirs? Well, so you try to blank the theirs out as theirs?
Sure.
Alright. Boost it. Yeah. Swing the sword. Nah, doesn't do anything else.
Alright, start sending it off phase.
Yep, see if we confuse it.
Trying to vary it.
Yeah. Alright, it off phase so it's not at the same time as theirs, and then I might start varying the frequency a little bit if just being off phase from theirs doesn't seem to work. I'd also like to send a signal that has the opposite waveform as the one that's coming off of to cancel out
the resonance.
Yes!
Alright. I'll make communications
now. Woohoo!
I mean, we're docked right next to them.
Yeah.
So we should be
able to. I get an 8 on trying to do the destructive resonance to totally offset their signal.
Alright, so you blank out their signal.
Actually, let's see what just dead silence says for a little while.
Okay, after I blanked theirs out, I kept ours out for a while, too.
Okay. Blank it out, doesn't do anything. I mean, silence doesn't do anything. It's still okay.
Then I start bringing ours back online.
Still beeps. Burying yours, make communication control.
Because it could be doing some sort of sonar thing. But,
We should start burying our. It was an 8. We should start burying our position a little bit too.
So that also doesn't do it. Seems to. It signal doesn't vary.
Strange.
Let's see. Get on the right combination. Miracle of chance.
Well, you have to set up a computer simulation to run through thousands of signal combinations and to do feedback tests on their own signal to see if there's any variation. If so, lock in on those signals. If not, continue modulating.
Okay, computer program. Do you want to do anything?
More lines, same stuff.
Logic?
Sure.
I get a 7.
Okay, so you set that up.
I have it create some of the graphs for me.
Sure.
So this thing's supposed to be some sort of big transition.
I hope it's easy. biggest trash compactor in the world.
Universe.
All I can say is even Kirk did stop it before it got one planet.
Kirk?
Well, we can still do the...
So you're about...
How much time do we have before it gets to here?
We have a couple hours before it reaches the edge of the system.
Okay. Do you think you'd be okay if we scooted a little bit? Are you safe there on the ship by yourself?
Sure.
Sure, I'm safe.
Just wondering if we want to try to cruise now.
Ooh, kale! My favorite, I say.
I'm doing some sort of scan down.
Yeah, well,
there would be great. And stuff, so you can let
the I'd like to finish this, these calculations.
Are these labeled?
I asked. Well, once we move, it might change. Going forward and back through space, it'll start stretching out the signals. I don't know. How much longer before I modulate through all the frequencies I'm trying?
Mostly small frequencies.
Oh, cool. You
know, all of that kind of whatever.
Caviar.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. There is some danger. Sea turtle.
Sea turtle. So how long before it goes through all my frequencies? Because I don't want to move before we do, because that will change the frequencies as we go faster or slower than it.
Well, that's another thing to test is varying the direction.
So you're just varying the frequency?
Yeah, right now.
Probably 2 minutes.
Okay.
Won't take that long.
Okay. Coming to the phone.
Well, I'll ask the crewman. So where are you from? Oh, sorry, where did you guys just come from?
It says in some other place it's the Federation.
And you got all this junk in what, Rising Star?
No.
Where's the smoked oysters? Over there.
Please. Moving. Yeah, I mean, most of this coming up tonight, because we haven't shipped it. So we could get up and send it over to you. Well, not you. What do you see there?
Right.
Across the Federation.
Don't Vulcan... missionaries, what do they call
them?
Don't Vulcan pilgrims object to everything that's not vegetable or something like that?
Yeah, Vulcan pilgrims.
Well, ask him that. Is that what he says?
Oh. Don't Vulcan pilgrims? Yeah.
Well,
I've heard Vulcans don't eat meat.
Aren't those jokers Vulcan missionaries?
What joker?
The guys in the, whatever, the two Vulcans.
Professor?
Yeah.
Vulcan, are they?
Oh, I don't know. Are they Romulan? What else is there?
I don't know. I haven't seen them.
Oh. Yeah, they certainly look Vulcan.
No.
I assume they can't be Romulan. RR. So, they haven't been insisting on whatever, the vegetable poo-poo platter?
We haven't given them vegetarian food, but that doesn't mean we're Vulcan.
You have been given a vegetarian food?
Yeah.
Oh, well. I thought that those pilgrim types got really antsy and didn't want meat to be anywhere around them.
No, they have no place to be.
Oh, well, that's nice. Yeah. But it sounds like that's because you don't talk to them. I bet they're giving patio furniture an earful.
Perhaps. That's the captain's problem.
Exactly. That's why he gets the big money.
I'm sure they pay him a lot of money.
Why, are you doing this run only for them or something?
We usually don't take passengers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're picking up off, you know, one of our cargo vaults.
Oh, that's true.
Could be transporting...
A lot of caviar.
Yeah.
Sunworms.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think of that.
Actually, two cargo bays. They're in one and deeper than the other.
Yeah, I'll mention both. I didn't think of that. Yeah, taking up a lot of space. So, is it alright if I open up this one?
Sure. I mean, you just gotta think a little bit, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody's gonna miss it.
Yeah, that's exactly what I think. I'll get whatever coffee or whatever.
Older coffee.
Okay. So where's the kitchen? I ask. The bag of coffee, yeah. Mike.
Oh, it's this way.
Where's your regular engineer? That guy must be a moron.
Oh. He was injured. One deal, the engine went down. He's in sick bay.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, he doesn't seem very good.
Old lefty will have to call him.
Well, you know that. I'm a doctor.
Oh, okay. I forgot.
You're a shrink. That's not the same thing. You're going to have an MD.
Hey, screw you.
Yeah, are you a psychologist or a psychiatrist? Okay, well, yeah, we'll go to the kitchen.
All right. So a couple other crew in there. Just random reasons.
Well, I'll ask them how it's going. How's it going?
Pretty good.
Oh, good.
And then this, you know, little mishap we had.
Oh, yeah. What happened with that? Were you running the engines too hard?
He was there.
Putting along in front of the giant tube of tinfoil?
Is that Ethan thing?
Ethan, that's what you can only pick it up. Oh. I mean, I don't know exactly what happened because they weren't on the bridge. He said, you know, we just went up out of course. Well, we stopped. And then we kept going and I think we were fired upon. But, you know, being stuck over on.
Wow, I won
12.
How long you said you were fired on?
How? A couple hours ago? Yeah.
Was it that giant wad of tinfoil that fired on you?
Was it a big wad of tinfoil?
Well, there was.
Oh, maybe. Well, you know, just. You know, move boxes from one side to the other.
You move boxes.
Oh, is that why there's the cargo bay is empty?
Yeah, we had to make room for the cargo bay.
When you got shot?
No, we stopped and we were, you know, they were looking at something that said, Captain says, we need, you know, this much room, cargo bay, blah, 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 make room.
Huh.
But yeah, like, you can find room where you want.
Yeah. It was lobby. Who wants coffee?
Oh, sure.
Is your thing still open?
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh, coffee. I'm thirsty.
Okay, then. Well, yeah, I was supposed to check with the captain. Was supposed to talk to the Vulcans or whatever. So I'll go check on see how that's going. Okay. Seems like that beacon dealies might be blowing out your electrical system. Do they seem to know what they're talking about?
No, I don't know what they're talking about.
Well, don't worry about it. I'll head on out. Hey, which one of you had my equipment?
That's his toolbox.
I handed a toolbox to somebody.
Just some random guy.
It was one of the two thugs that the captain had with.
Right, true.
Yeah.
Neither of them went with you. Did you grab your toolbox as well?
No, I'll go search for it now.
Alright. A few minutes.
It sounds like Dave's alone.
Meanwhile.
So we run through all the frequencies?
You run through all the frequencies, nothing else happens.
You're a song. Okay. I'm laughing.
If you'd like to pull out in front of him, I'm ready.
Cool. you can just make the noise like beep 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 to communicator.
That's true. Make the little communicator noise.
Yes.
Seemingly.
Try to find out where they stopped.
Yeah, I don't
apparently
know.
They seem to have stopped and picked this thing up. So.
Yeah, I don't know who. Oh, you mean? Well, they said they picked up the Vulcan system, that planet, right? Or no, they didn't say that.
They didn't say that.
No, no, they stop sometimes, pick up the Vulcans and the beacon and hand and move all their shit around.
Yeah, try to find out where.
Oh, okay. I'll find out how long ago they stopped.
Anyway, we're going to pull in front of it and scan down the throat. It might tractobeam us to death. So if we disappear, you're on your own. You have to stop the plan from being destroyed. All right, why don't you send a report?
Yeah.
Communication to Starfleet.
Doing that.
Yeah.
How much longer do you think you can stall them on the engine side?
Forever. You're not smart. I told them that I shunted the defibrillator. Can you believe that?
Do you want to tell them you're sending us for parts or something? Or?
I don't think we have to go very far in front of it.
No.
Or enough to not have to get on your own.
That makes sense.
Okay.
Right?
Sure. I'll help the captain guy and tell him. The engine repairs are taking longer than we thought they were. We need to go investigate the thing, so we're going to go do that, and we'll come back and pick Dave up later.
I understand.
We might have to come on board if it's taking a long time.
Okay.
Discuss things further.
I'm sure it'll be fixed by the time we get back.
Cool.
Probably the baby, so I can take care of that yourself.
I'll try to find another crew member.
Okay.
So we're gonna go fly out in front of the thing and see.
I'm gonna try and run some simulations from what I got back from the Kirk information to find out how far its tractor beams might be, so we can be outside of that range.
Okay. So 3,000 kilometers.
Okay.
Good number.
Okay.
That's my best guess. Try and maintain that distance while I do the sensor scans.
What, you try to go 3,000 kilometers in a meter?
No, I'm going 3,500.
Alright. So you get in front of it, far enough away that it doesn't notice you. So you try to do the sensor scans. Go ahead.
Right down its throat.
Okay. You know, so you find like.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll talk to him. I'll tell him, like, you know, whatever. This part seems to be blown to crap. Did you guys... when was the last time... when was the last time that you shut down your engines completely?
Completely?
Well, yeah, like, stopped.
Oh, like stop?
Have you been traveling for months?
No. We stopped,
Right. When was the last time you stopped? Was it on whatever, Ryzen 3 or whatever?
No. Like a couple hours ago, I had stopped.
There's...
Chuck said he had stopped himself.
So it must have just been floating around in space.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. And you shut down then for, like, a good while?
Oh. About half an hour.
And you achieved a full stop. Shut down the engines fully. Did you follow the normal procedures for shutting down the engines?
Of course.
Okay. And that,
I am. It's just the engineer. I know what I'm doing.
Right. Okay. All right. Let's see. I'll get my toolbox. And, I guess I'll knock on the... Who is it? I'll get the assistant engineer to go with me. to the place with the beacon.
Okay, so the two Orion, well, the two cars.
To the beacon place?
The big
welcome place.
Another ship.
Oh.
So those two car levels.
The car what?
So those two cargo holds.
Okay, well, I'll go up to the guards and ask, where's Captain McGillicuddy?
Oh, he's inside. He's on top of the bastard.
Oh, okay. So, alright, well, did he leave any orders?
No. Just one inside.
Okay. So, alright. Well, is it locked? Can we get in?
No, you can't pass through.
So he did leave orders.
Well, we had our standard standing orders.
Your standard standing orders are nobody gets into the section?
Yeah.
Huh. Since when?
Oh, since...
Hmm. That's interesting. Okay. Well, fair enough. You want to maybe one of you call the captain? Because my ship's coming back in a bit, unless you want to be stranded out here in the middle of no fucking where. You know, I'll need to get at that, whatever, the cargo hole over there.
Okay.
I'll tell the assistant engineer that he needs to check something which could cause a power short, but you know, since there is no power short, it won't. And I'll ask him if he can check the whatever air conditioning unit, life support unit on, you know, blah blah blah.
He sends him off on a snipe hunt.
Right.
Okay. So you guys doing a sensor scan?
I got an 8 on my sensor scan. Can be there?
No.
Okay, trying to scan straight down his throat.
You get... there's a big furnace in the back. Please. You see the tracker being controlled, I mean, the projectors and stuff. There's a kind of proton beam map. Nothing much else.
About I boost the signal as high as I can and shove it straight down his throat and see what happens.
Sure.
Start playing the signal smart.
Okay, I boost the signal as high as I can and start shoving it straight down his throat.
You get a signal? Okay.
Can you also set it up to
which direction? Right, which direction does it seem to be?
All around.
That's just it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's great. Let me ask this. Just then, a ship approaches.
Okay.
It is a... Romulan ship.
Great.
It's not a big one yet.
Are Romulans vegetarians?
No. So big reason.
Animal flesh. Vegetable. Animal flesh. Vegetable. Zap, zap, zap.
So it's a medium flesh ship, smaller than the Discovery.
More
than scout ships or something.
Okay. Nail them, sir?
Sure.
Wait, I changed my mind.
Too late. Sweet yourself.
Great. But of course.
Answering the stress signal. You guys.
Oh, okay.
Hello.
Oh, it's you. Should come down.
So. Big thing wants to keep the planet.
Your big ship's still under repair.
Probably. Have any experience with planet eaters?
I'm afraid not.
What's the energy output of your ship? I believe the correct response, Kevin, is none of your business.
That's right.
Yeah. There's no need to even... it is enough.
Enough for what?
For the ship.
Does it exceed 120 ergs per kilowatt mile?
I'm afraid that's classified.
Just a yes or no would do it.
Let's just say no then.
Actually, yeah, if it doesn't, then it's some sort of pussy ship. Is your ship a pussy ship?
So, we rescued the freighter, so the immediate short-term emergency has been dealt with, but this thing's going to go eat bonus rent.
And if your ship's power output exceeds 120 ergs per kilowatt mile, then you might be able to sell it to the Orions there for a healthy profit.
I don't think I could sell my ship.
You could buy two ships with what they'd get. Your government would never know.
Yeah, don't be so damn on yourself. I bet somebody would buy it.
We just need something to shove down the throat of this plant destroyer. And 120 ergs per kilowatt mile is the number that we know. And you could sell it and you could buy two ships and your government would, you know, just come out good. And the Orions would owe you a favor. But if your ship's not that good...
No, I don't think so. Perhaps there's some other ways to stop it. Then you have not, you know, stumbled upon it since there are only two of you.
That is indeed might be the case.
Whereas I have a full crew of 26.
Well, are you familiar with the Kirk Planet Eater Constitution class incident?
Not offhand, but I'm sure I could do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll be happy to share with you all the little scans we've done of the thing we did.
Oh, that's awfully decent
of you. As I said, the Orions might.
Well, the primary objective should be to stop this thing from eating bonus rats.
Oh, of course.
Send over all those scans, sir?
Yeah, sure.
Can you send over the communication data?
No.
Okay.
Do you know what the communication data sent, sir?
Huh? Where did you?
I was sending everything.
Okay.
yeah, while my scientists look at it, come up with something.
I'll sort of smartly figure it out themselves anyway.
I'm sure the Orions would be very grateful for any help that we're issued.
Mm-hmm. You get a positive out for this now, too.
Yeah.
I think we both do. You suggested, and I sent a lot more than you wanted me to.
So you just send over scans and a communication reference. Okay.
One of our own Federation records on the previous incident as well.
Okay.
My simulations that I did showing the amount of capacity that have actually now been fudged to show 130.
Okay,
please.
There are only 120.
I changed some of the starting variables to make it come out 130 at the end. Feel free to just bring whatever food's out, Dave. I've got too much crap in there.
Okay, so the captain comes up.
Ooh, Mystic Mints. I forgot about that particular crap. So...
Captain comes out and says, well, I talked to the Vulcans.
Yep.
But the system, we cannot turn off their device, and that it was, and we do not want anybody else to take over it.
Okay. Well, we also have to run those extra shots. So,
You want to cover it with a blanket or something? Or do you want to sit here?
Well...
Let's try to get your shot of them.
That's a ways.
Yeah, we'll set up... so you can't move it. Sure that I'll satisfy their sensibilities.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't ask them about it.
Yeah.
Sometimes non-engineers.
Right.
He says to the captain.
Just give me a few minutes.
Okay. Just get a sheet or whatever. Anything. Doesn't matter.
So a few minutes later, they have set up. So. You go to the cargo room?
Sure.
So, the captain and one of the Orion guards comes with you. Or, on the card.
I didn't know the captain was Orion.
I keep saying Orion, but they're not real. So I associate all the free traders with you.
Okay.
So, basically, it's not, you know, one of the smaller cargo rooms. There is a box that covers something liminal. It is something. You're homecoming from the box. And then, you know, the walls have whatever.
And that thing has its own energy supply?
Yeah.
Man, you thought this wouldn't affect your electrical system? You're crazy. Listen to that. That's a sure sign.
That's what you get when you use Union Paper.
I guess. Well, I think... I look at my watch, whatever time it is, I say, I think my captain was supposed to be calling you sometime around now.
Oh, well. You should do this. There's a car painted car right in front of that brick wall that's painted.
Oh, right, I don't know.
I wonder if he drives around looking for brick walls that's
perfect. Yeah, looking for walls, not true. But you should go ahead and start getting started.
Sure, yeah.
Call me and tell you to call me.
Well, you're listening to me saying,
oh, you're still on.
Hey, wasn't my captain supposed to call you?
Right.
Turn, turn, turn.
I think you're supposed to call him, with not by calling me.
No, okay. Call him.
Okay.
I'm not supposed to be calling him.
You what?
I'm just trying to get him away from you. I can think these things through eventually.
Okay. I'll call the ship and ask to talk to the captain guy.
All right. So he goes to the table to meet him on the wall. Yeah.
And I'll tell him, you know, we're finding out all kinds of interesting things about what you use it's saying, and we're sure that, you know, Dave's going to get your engine running anytime soon, so we'll stay in the area to pick him up. But if you could give us a call when, you know, when everything's all set.
Yeah, certainly.
Maybe you should send them over some of your scientific stuff. They got some sharp cookies on this ship.
Your scientific stuff? Are we relating to the...
Didn't you just say you found a bunch of scientific stuff?
Oh, yeah.
You should send them over some of that. I think the captain would be interested.
I don't think we need to do that.
Okay, so I'll start. I tell the captain that I need a whatever intergalactic saw.
Sonic screwdriver.
On the ship's microphone and says, you know, system engineer.
Somebody bring this man an intergalactic saw.
Let's get our intergalactic saw.
Ooh! Wait, is that the guy who I sent off on one of these people?
Yeah.
I tell him, ooh, not him. He's checking out your whatever defibrillator. Have that, whatever, that guy who's the guy who showed me around the food?
Okay.
Have him bring it. Or this guy.
All right. I don't know him or Ted.
Hey, Ted.
Hey. I want to check and see if I can ID who the Vulcans might be.
And how are you going to do that? You haven't even seen them.
I know. But just based on...
We can't be that many
Vulcans. Can't be that many Vulcan pilgrims in a triangle, though.
True, I suppose. Okay, make a computer research.
There's the Vulcans in the... No, they're deeper. Or at least the captain claims it's better to burn.
They'll probably, well, it doesn't over reportedly to this area.
I start sawing off parts of the wall. What?
Should we go to the other control there?
Yeah, so far. You said shut it, right? You don't want me to just turn that nothing off?
Right.
Okay. A planetary rodent alert. Just floral has to come out.
And then you start cutting off our ship. We have to go back.
And our shuttle is now filled with.
So you could be. They could be the new of those 12. Yeah, probably just 8 today.
Narrow it down by seeing which ones were actually traveling together.
I'm gonna get it down to about 4.
She wasn't Fernando.
Three, 4. There are. There could be others. Mm-hmm.
I take off, go back to the engine room, and rig it where it's going to shut down in, whatever, 7.2 minutes.
Right.
And then I head back into the other room and whatever, in 7.2 minutes, I'll be sawing through a particularly interesting piece, and all the lights will go out. Are they on the trail now?
Major Scylla. Bless you. Okay. Says, this signal that is coming from the freighter?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Have you investigated that?
We're working on it. We did put in, we did blank out the signal for a while using destructive waves. Didn't need to change anything.
Did you not go and, you know, board the freighter and, you know, find out what could be sending out the switch signal?
We're working on it.
I see. Alright then.
We have personnel aboard the
frigate. Right.
Okay. Sorry about that static there.
Alright.
Are you picking this static up too?
Yeah. Actually, you know, that's a good point though. Maybe we should just call the captain and have to talk to them all and tell them what's going on and see what they say. You know, she has the communications from the ship is closer.
Okay. Anyway.
So we see all this time.
Lifeguard.
No, the wrong one. You don't want to get much closer than. We'll be exactly. Alright. Yeah, that's weird. Okay. Like.
The
Romulan. Fire on the Romulan. Beam on onto the. Into your room.
Right.
Just as a card was up. So you hear the transport, transport.
We all hear.
Yeah, you look, you start to, Romulans.
The dragon is part of that. Yeah.
So the only thing that on the card is whatever is in the box. Pumping. Everyone's going, hey, it's all dark. Ah, Romulans!
How many Romulans are in this room now?
Actually, it's not that big of a room.
That was across your open channel. Destroy the beacon. Oh, when I heard the transporters.
So, three Romulans. You saw.
Okay.
So, let's see. Initiatives. Let's see. So there are two Romulans, there's you, there's the captain, there's a bodyguard, and there's Carmel Handler Ted.
Carmel Handler Ted, I brought him in danger.
Set a question later.
Set your mind on adventure. You're something art on a new romance.
I think that's it, isn't it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's a theme to love, but I think it's set your mind for adventure.
Yeah, fuck you, you're fucking fucked.
Your heart for a new romance.
Okay, the letter one.
This will be an amusing one when Kevin puts the tape up.
Initiative day.
Initiative.
Hey, I'm good at initiative.
Huh? Good thing you got a phaser.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Every week I think that when I have a phaser. Well, it's a good thing I got this laser. I can.
Ha. They just lost initiative.
Lovely.
So you get the transporters.
So Dave automatically goes first.
That
well, tail the freighter.
Seven.
Them, you have Romulan visitors. You don't have any power.
Seven.
All right, seven. So two Romulans only for you.
In the dark.
In the dark. So that's only in my space. So one of them's going to shoot randomly. Alright, let's see the roll side of the roll. So, this is. So they're just sort of firing wildly.
That's okay.
Sort of, yeah, and everybody else. Kind of hard to tell. But they both miss. So, what do you want to do?
Does it cause flashes where I now have an idea where the box is?
Yeah.
I want to shoot the box.
Alright.
Should game shift phaser first. Mm-hmm. The box won't tell.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So you draw your phaser.
Yes.
You can still shoot.
I want to draw my phaser, change its setting.
Okay. This is the phaser 2, you can go.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do the trick.
Put it on high P ray. Fire.
Put it on deep F ray.
Nope, 16
is pretty nasty.
Yeah. 16 might blow out part of the hall, I'm not sure.
Just don't miss. Sudden decompression.
Yeah, so you want to, like, cut a hole through wood, vaporize a humanoid, explode, you know, 600 cubic meters of rock. It's a rubble.
Probably don't want to explode 600 cubic meters of rock. What do I think it would take to mess up this machine completely?
Normal machines? Probably be first human.
I put it one up from that. Okay. So I want to draw my gun, change the setting, and then go over until I can feel the box.
Okay, so you do that. Let's please make a...
Actually, can I go around the box where I'm on the other side of the box from the people who are shooting?
Sure. Make cell phone.
Cell phone?
Yeah. Let's go, you don't have.
Oh. Oh.
Two.
Two.
Okay.
Better than I.
Ow! Okay, everybody else fired wildly. Also, for Carl Hamill's friend and his own gun.
Do I hear do
breathe? Yeah, one guy going, couldn't breathe, what the hell is this?
They cut the power! One of them shouting the fucking problem!
You're assaulting a Federation officer. Romulans attacking a Federation officer.
The name of the Romulan Empire.
It was an international incident.
In the name of the Romulan Empire, we confiscate this obviously device used to control the planet collector.